This is Christy Westfall, and you are tuned into Health Cetera Radio. Volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous, VUCA. Sounds like a fancy name for a dance or a food. However, actually, this is a theme that I continued to experience throughout the Academy of Health National Health Policy Conference in DC as a reflection of the current national political climate. Funny how it also resonates with lived human experience. I was recently interviewed by Diana Mason on a previous Health Cetera segment about some of the things that I'd witnessed as a healthcare provider at the bedside from my patients, from the families, and just how the nebulousness of our current political climate has affected everybody's mental health. Health Cetera continues to report on the many potentially adverse effects of repeal and replace of the ACA. However, I'm really excited to bring you today's show. Today, we're going to focus on strategies to combat this VUCA climate, this uncertainty. And instead of emphasizing a repeal, replace, we're going to shift it to heal. And today, we're going to talk about repair, and we're going to talk about self-care. I'm reporting from a workshop by the San Diego chapter of the National Association of Pediatric Nurse Practitioners entitled Self-Care for the Healthcare Provider. Joining the show today is our keynote speaker, United States Olympian, professional life coach, and president of the Andrews Performance Corporation, Mary Andrews. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thanks, Christy. It's great to be here.
So I admit I'm definitely feeling more centered and less stressed after your presentation. But, you know, I'd really love for you to share some of your wisdom with our listeners on Health Cetera. Life, just like this political climate, can be so nebulous and challenging to navigate. So, yeah, you're not a stranger to high stress, high impact, or highly competitive environments. Do you mind sharing a little bit about your journey from the Olympics to a life centered in mindfulness and self-care?
Excellent. I would absolutely enjoy doing that. So, you know, who I am today is a woman whose purpose is warrior for love. And some of my friends say I didn't become an Olympian and then a warrior for love. I was always a warrior for love. I was always an Olympian, and then I made the Olympic team. So I kind of like that you are who you are, and then what you do is kind of in alignment with that. But my particular journey, I made the 1980 Olympic team in the javelin throw, in the rain, on my last throw. And from that, it was a great experience, and I got to travel to Europe. It paid my way through Stanford. But what I really took away from that all these years later, like 30 plus years later, is the thinking skills that we can learn from Olympians, apply to everything in life, including self-care. And today I really call it, you know, the whole notion of play big, which doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to run a marathon or anything like that, but playing big is being deliberate in your life and knowing that you have a choice around everything.
So playing big encompasses four main concepts within this, correct? So the first one was lead your life. What does that mean?
Well, I often get asked in a, you know, corporate setting, you know, do I lead, do I manage, you know, do I micromanage, how do I not micromanage? And so I just played recently with this whole concept of what do we lead, what do we manage? And I really came up with the four cornerstones, which is, you know, actually you lead your life. And what you want to do is inspire others, your employees, others around you to lead their life. What you manage is your priorities. And then I go on to say, in terms of the two other ones, you coach performance in yourself and others, and you cultivate environments of success where you take on being the one to make things easier for people to be successful.
So we've been seeing a lot of excitement regarding the current political climate in terms of marches, people sending letters, people being activated, people feeling numb, people feeling confused. Again, this overlooming uncertainty that exists. And you had some amazing tips to kind of help people navigate through this uncertainty and come out feeling well about all of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I would say I would distill down, you know, the recommendations I have in really three main areas. One is elevate the conversation. Two is give yourself permission. And three is put your energies into what you want.
So politics can get a little ugly sometimes. What are some ways that we can maybe work together to elevate those conversations, to be able to have civil discourse with one another about political disagreements?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. And I think the when you talk about literally elevation, what we all really care about is our family. Like most times if you ask people what they care about, it's, you know, their well-being and their family, whatever they define their family to be. What I like to do is elevate the conversation to the human race as our family. And what are you committed to in terms of the human race? And most people will say, I want all human beings, you know, to have the opportunity to thrive. Well, right there, you have a common purpose that we can all rally around, regardless of where you are in this current, you know, political deconstruction, as I call it. But we all care about the human family and that everybody gets to thrive.
Deconstruction, reconstruction, back to healing. So you had a second tip for us.
Yeah, the second one is give yourself permission, and give yourself permission in a couple of ways. I always say that there's really only two places to come from. One is fear and one is love. And there's a lot of fear out there right now. Again, wherever you are in terms of the current political setting, there's a lot of fear. And the idea is to actually choose to come from love. But to do that, you don't want to deny the fear. You don't want to lock it in a box and put it in the corner. You actually want to shine the light on it. So I like to give people permission to look at the worst case scenario. And if you really look through scenario planning on the worst case scenario, like in my life, if this happens and this will happen, then we all end up penniless and homeless. Like that's worst case. Or in this political environment, probably the worst case is you have to flee your home because the nukes are falling, right? Now, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but when people actually let themselves discuss the worst case scenario, they find that the worst case is probably not going to happen, but then they do the planning around the case where they might not be so excited. The other thing about give permission is give yourself permission to take a break. We can't be firefighters 24/7. And that's the way many people are feeling right now, is that they have, that there's an urgency, that there's something wrong, and their adrenaline gets flowing, and the cortisol gets going, and people are exhausted. So the idea is that even firefighters take a break, you know, allow the sun to come up, you know, go for a walk, live your life, and look at what you want to do in terms of creating the best case scenario.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to return to further discuss ways that we can remain healthy and centered and balanced during this VUCA environment. This is Christy Westfall, and thank you for staying tuned to Health Cetera Radio. VUCA is characterizing American political and personal climates. For those of you that are just joining us and haven't heard the policy wonk terminology of VUCA before, it stands for volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And whether you're thinking about it in terms of application to our current political climate, or if you can bring it down to a more personal level, I think that most of us would agree, uncertainty is in the air. Joining the show today is Olympian and life coach Mary Andrews, who also happens to be a fabulous female CEO. And she's unpacking ways that we can engage in self-care and really how to repair ourselves and heal despite challenging circumstances. So Mary's already shared with us a couple tips, and we've talked about celebrating accomplishments, thinking like Olympians, and we've also talked about just some ways that we can play big, and we've talked about leading our lives, and we've talked about just believing in the impossible. So Mary's got a third tip for us to work on to help us navigate through taking care of ourselves through difficult times.
Yes, and the third tip is put your energies into how you want things to go. And this is particularly important when you feel like you're at the effect of circumstances happening around you. Like life is, you know, hard enough sometimes when you've got to get yourself up, get your kids to school, or whatever it is that's in your daily life. And then there's these things that happen to you, whether it's how your company is organized that doesn't really create an environment of success, or whether it's the political environment. And my point here is that if you put your energies into how you want things to go, you'll be amazed at what can actually happen. And the whole idea here is be careful. Like, it's important to know what the fears are, but it's important to be pro something. And it's literally how our brain works. So if I say I'm not going to hit the ball in the sand trap, neurophysiologically, I line up to hit the ball in the sand trap. The brain sees an image, is not words. So create the imagery of what you want. Create the movie of what you want. So when you put your energies into what you want, it's like pick the one, two, or three actions you're going to take that's in service to something that you're committed to, rather than the actions that are fear-based that is anti-something. So anti-something or fear of something gives you good information, but then translate that into, I'm going to hit the ball on the green and it's going to roll in the hole.
What are some of those common fears that you've experienced in working as a life coach that really kind of help shape people to respond the way that they do in times of stress?
Mm-hmm. Great question, Christy. And it's really about what our core fears are as human beings. You know, we all go out there every day and do great things, but we also have this voice in our head that says things about us, like a bully that's in our head. And it's based on the human condition in terms of two or three main core fears we have about who we are or who we are not. And the three that I like to talk about are, I'm not lovable, or I'm not enough, or I don't belong.
But you're an Olympian. How could you possibly have any of those core fears within you?
Because I'm a member of the human race. And I have a friend who's also Olympian who says that Olympians are ordinary people who have done extraordinary things. But that ordinary humanness that we all share as a human race, yeah, I have those core fears.
So you shared another amazing story with us in your talk today about trim tabs. And I'll admit, until you mentioned this term today, I had never heard of a trim tab, and now I feel like it's going to become part of my personal mantra. Do you mind sharing that with our listeners?
Sure. The whole notion of trim tab comes from Buckminster Fuller, American inventor and author. And he created this notion of trim tab when things in his life weren't all that great. And what he remembered is in seeing the Queen Mary, that huge ship that I believe is in Long Beach Harbor, he said, I wonder how that huge ship changes direction because I need to change direction in my life. And then mechanical as he was, he realized when the captain turns the wheel, it actually turns this mechanical piece called the trim tab connected to the rudder. It's halfway out of the water, halfway under the water, connected to the rudder, but it's a high leverage activity that then turns the rudder, which is fully in the water, so it's hard to turn, and then turns the whole ship. And what he said is, I am going to be that person who spends the rest of my life proving that one human being can change the course of humanity, and went on to become, you know, an author of like 30 books, inventor of, you know, at least 30 patents, designer of the geodesic dome, which is one of the main safe harbors around the world in terms of a structure that people can sleep in disasters. And so Buckminster Fuller, when he died, what's on his tombstone, it says, Buckminster Fuller, call me Trim Tab.
Oh, and I know you have a favorite quote by him that you'd like to share.
Absolutely. And this is for all the listeners out there, for all the people out there, for everyone who's part of this human race. From Buckminster Fuller, never forget that you are one of a kind. Never forget that if there weren't any need for you and all your uniqueness to be on this earth, you wouldn't be here in the first place. And never forget, no matter how overwhelming life's challenges and problems seem to be, that one person can make a difference in the world. In fact, it is always because of one person that all the changes that matter in the world come about. So be that one person.
So those of us that may be feeling uncertain or other levels of anxiety, either higher or lower on that spectrum, I mean, all of us need to really remember that each of us can make a difference, and your work and sharing these quotes and other strategies that you employ to help empower people really can do that. It's possible. And despite these tumultuous times, opportunities do exist for all of us to help combat damaging effects in our lives, damaging effects of uncertainty, and promote wellness within ourselves and humanity by engaging in self-care. So, you, I understand, are a CEO of a company that actually helps to empower people. Will you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We just celebrated 10 years in business.
Congratulations!
Thank you. And the name of our company is Andrews Performance Corporation, and we really focus on performance at the individual, team, and organizational level. And I use the techniques of business and life coaching, which really honors the wisdom of the people I work with. And I go in and I provide that rigorous accountability for them to figure out what they want, for them to put a plan of action in place, for them to create environments of success within their company or within their own lives. And I work with great individuals and I work with great companies.
If people wanted to reach out to you to find out more about what you do or to get a little bit of help, how can they do that?
Well, sure. You can go to my website, which is andrewsperformance.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Mary O. Andrews, and I'm also on LinkedIn under Mary O. Andrews.
Can we find you on Twitter?
Yes, you can, and I think it's Coach Mary Oz, but if you go to my website, I believe it's on there.
All right, Mary, thank you so much again for your words of inspiration for those of us that are experiencing a little bit of dark times. So to end our segment, I'd actually like to quote you. Mm-hmm. Time for us to go ahead and take a swim into the pool of possibilities versus suffering stagnation in the cycle of overwhelming uncertainty.
Thank you so much, Christy. It's just an honor to be on your show today.
Thank you.